I'm going to, this is sort of a pointer discussion, so we're not going to go into great detail on things. I'm mostly going to point out issues and things that you need to think about if you're involved in vessel sales or in charter parties. I have probably dealt with 200 vessel sales over the years. About two-thirds of them are international transactions, and most of them are large vessels, tankers, particularly in the FPSO area, which I focus my practice on, FSOs. So I want to run through a few things. We're going to talk about that. The first thing I want to point out is how the relationship of the parties are and the various agreements that you see. And I want to point out that one of the trickier aspects of handling vessel sales is dealing with brokers. Those of you who have dealt with this, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Brokers, both seller brokers and buyer brokers, get into the mix of things, particularly when they're on a success fee basis, because, of course, if the sale doesn't go through, they don't get anything. So they try to inject themselves heavily into the transaction, which can create a lot of problems. I have found cases where they're sitting in on the negotiations, and the last thing they want is the deal to fall apart. I always recommend that if you're going to deal with brokers, you put them on a sort of a time and materials basis. They bill at hourly rates rather than on some percentage of the success, and never allow them to participate in transactions. Then the first process is usually putting together a memorandum of agreement between the buyer and the seller, and the MOA will discuss generalities. My recommendation is that these be non-binding, with the exception of exclusivity for a period of time between the buyer and the seller, confidentiality, and how you resolve disputes. Because until you get into the fine details of a sale, it's probably best not to have that binding on the parties, except for a period of time with respect to those three issues.